What is it called? She's a lovely kind?
Mm-hmm. Curds in it.
What about the cook
case? It's just like after you let your milk sit and turn to clabber, well then you take and you drain your, no, you don't drain it either. You take it and you heat it up and you've got the clabber and the whey. The mm-hmm. whey is just the watery part. And you stir it around a little bit and get it heated up to just where it's, you know, warm. Like if you stuck your finger in it, it'd be a little bit warm. And then you drain it. And you get as much of the moisture out as you can. You put butter in it. You put a little bit of salt in it. And then you put baking soda on it. And you have this in a bowl and it's all mixed together. And you leave it sit for, say, a couple hours or so. Then you bring it back and you put it on in a double boiler, preferably. And you pour some cream, if you have it, from your milk. If you don't, canned milk works just fine. And it cooks out to where it's real smooth. It's a thick, smooth mixture. And then when you eat it on homemade bread, when it's real hot and I'm making myself hungry, it's delicious. If you let it get hard, you can kind of slice it. Mm-hmm. It never gets as hard as hard cheese you buy in the store. Oh, I love it.
Do you ever use the word case for cheese?
Or just cook case like that. That's all. I call it cook. Mom calls it cooked cheese now. I'm sure that way back when she called it cook case. And you can still buy it in the store. On the jar it says cook case, spelled with a K. And then the pink case is K-A-I-S-E or something.
Is that a German word? Does that sound like a German word?
I think they might have pronounced it case. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
The first thing you had to do after milking to get the impurities out?
Is strain it and then heat it.
And if dinner was on the table and the family standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
sit down.
And say, so then they went ahead and they
sat down.
And nobody else was standing, you could say it all.
Sat down.
And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
the real thing.
So this is genuine. Huh?
Genuine.
How do you say that?
I'd probably say it's genuine.
And some of this is made out of corn that's been ground up real fine. People eat for breakfast.
Corn.
What's white that you eat for breakfast?
Grits? No.
Okay.
Grits? Okay.
Mama, come
okay.
What's something that's made out of corn that's soaked in lye? You get the...
Hominy. Hominy?
Okay. Have you ever made that?
No, I've never made it, but I just love it. I'd love to try it. Mother, I've tried to talk her into doing it, but she says that she didn't think it'd be worth the trouble.
Have you ever seen her do it?
I don't think she's ever... Well, she may have done it. I just don't think she has, because if she would have, and, you know, if it wasn't that hard and it worked, she'd do it some more.
Mm-hmm. What's a grain that takes a lot of water to grow?
I don't know. I think they all take a lot of water.
Well, I think it grows in this county some, but mainly...
Maize? That's the only other thing we have is... Corn, maize.
What grows around Beaumont?
I don't know.
Starts with an R. People in China and Japan.
Rice.
Does that grow here at all?
They have it up towards like Edna, up mm-hmm. towards that way.
Have y'all ever tried
to
grow it?
No. I think it's too much trouble.
What would you call whiskey that's made illegally, like out in the woods?